as I'm giving you this change, I'm actually giving it to you from aboard the Zambezi Explorer on the Zambezi River. It is arguably the largest boat now on the Zambezi. We are going to use it for the Minister Summit on the second day. The Minister Summit will precede the first plenary session on the 26th of August. So I'm aboard that boat, having the experience and the fuel before we put in 140 ministers on the same boat on the day. So I think things are going on well. It was commissioned on the water last week by the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, and I'm happy with what we are experiencing here. But I bought this same Zambezi Explorer at investors who are talking to me and my team about the possibility of investing in the 1,200-hectare park that has been designated as a tourism theme park by the minister, myself.
When is the next assessment of Zimbabwe and Zambia's preparedness by the General Assembly team? And do you think Zimbabwe is currently in a position to be certified ready for this conference?
We are happy. Things are moving. And in terms of preparedness, I've just come back from Serbia, Belgrade, the way I was attending the 95th Executive Council session, which adjudged our state of preparedness as being on track and our collaboration with the Zambians as being excellent. And when they do pass those resolutions on our state of preparedness, who are we then to say that we are not ready? Because they have been coming here with the inspection teams, in fact, three of them now to date, since they conferred the rights on us. And in each instance, through the Executive Council resolutions, they've adjudged us to go on the mark in terms of our preparedness. The last team before the General Assembly will come here on the 27th of June. And I expect no problems at all. I'm sure they will just come up and say kudos up. But they are coming basically to fine-tune issues with us on the ground. And we are happy. I'm talking to contractors. I spoke to them this morning, the ones that are doing conferencing solution itself, which will be a glass and aluminium marquee, a 50-year-old structure. It will last us here 50 years. We'll leverage with it now to invite more meetings in the future. And the Victoria Falls will now have additional conferencing facilities of the order of 1,000 plus delegates. And it is a good thing for this destination because it deserves it. I have also met this morning the professional conference organizer, and we are fine-tuning the program and making sure that there is total integration of all the various facilitative actions of the committees that are in place right now.
What about the issue of funding? You were reported earlier on as saying that Treasury has not yet released the $6.5 million you need to run this conference. What is the progress so far?
I think Minister Bitu released all the budgeted amount of $6.5 million. So obviously, there are other competing interests in the nation. The elections will just come out of a referendum. We also need to feed people, give them clean water, light up Zimbabwe, as it were. But we have to define our point of equilibrium within the context of all these competing interests. And on this Tuesday in Cabinet, I pushed bilaterally with Minister Bitu to release the funds, and I am aware that President Mugabe actually met him to direct him to pay. So he is responding, I'm sure, and I'm expecting that there will be some activity. There is no problem. And I'm confident that the sufficient unit of purpose in the inclusive government currently to support a successful General Assembly.
What modalities have you put in place to ensure that there is adequate transportation, especially air and land transportation, for delegates to this General Assembly meeting?
In terms of connectivity, if people land in Harare, I'm confident that Air Zimbabwe would be able to fly them into the destination, because I was aboard our Embraer flights, the new flights that the Air Zimbabwe is leasing and they purchased, and they are very modern and correctly configured in terms of size to do internal distribution of tourists as they arrive in Harare and Bulawayo. They have also acquired some air buses which will fly in directly into Victoria Falls from Johannesburg. So we are on track. And on the Zambian side, last week they commissioned Kenyan Airways flying directly now into Livingstone Airport. So I think we are fairly confident of our preparations there.